We've got to grow up in God so that if we can't stand alone, we have somebody stand with us. I said, you should have a friend. If you get desperate, that you can call and breathe, and they'll say, Mabel, is that you? I'll pray for you immediately. I actually had that experience, and I knew who was on the other end of the phone. It was just amazing. I listened a minute to this deep, deep sighs and distress, and I thought, that's so-and-so. It wasn't that I recognized her voice, that I had that revelation. And I said, I'm going to pray. And you should have, if you live alone particularly, you should have somebody. So I can depend upon Wayne. But you should have somebody you can depend upon. Somebody that sees that you're under a little stress here, sorrow, oppression, bondage, misery. And God's going to rescue. Now look at verse 9 of chapter 3. Therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up before me, and I've seen the oppression. It's really the word distress. Where would the Egyptians oppress them? The Egyptians were really putting the hammer to them. Come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Amazing. And Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He just said, I'm not qualified. You know, God doesn't send the qualified. He qualifies the sent. Very important. I've never been asked to do anything that I knew how to do, ever. Ever. I could tell you stories and you'd just be amazed how stupid I was. But Wayne told me the other day, what was it you told me? Stupid is legal? You don't have to write that down because you don't want to... You want to have the wisdom and the mind of the Lord. Now look at chapter 4. Moses said, I'm not qualified, I can't do it. And he said, I'm a broken speech. Had some kind of a speech problem, or I thought he did. Verse 12, chapter 4. Now therefore go, and I'll be with your mouth. I love that. He said, he's already told God I can't do it. You know, I'm not a good spokesman, and my speech is not just... He said, I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you ought to say. See, when I get under stress, I need to know, what would God have me to say? What should I say here? Not about my dilemma, but what should I say that God has said? What word from the Lord would rescue me? What word from the Lord would put me over? What word from the Lord would anchor me? He said, I'm going to tell you what to say. And Moses said, verse 15, he just said, I can't do it. And God said, thou shalt speak unto Aaron, that's his brother, and put words in his mouth. I'll be with your mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you should do. He said, I'll tell you, Moses, and you tell Aaron. And you go to Pharaoh, and Aaron will speak for you. See, God is, because he's a merciful father, he's making this acceptable. Because he couldn't get Moses off of his chair. Moses kept saying, you know, I can't do that. And of course, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's household, and he left Egypt because he murdered a man, and Pharaoh was after him. Now, this is a new Pharaoh, and so maybe Moses doesn't know how he'll be accepted. Anyway, he wasn't going. See, in the minute I know I should do better, and I don't put any effort into it, and don't get anybody to help me, it's the minute that I'm going to be struggling worse than I thought I was. Got to put the word of the Lord. I've got to obey God. God said, I'm going to tell you what to say. And he said, I can't say it. And he said, okay, I'm going to tell Aaron what to say. And you tell Aaron to the people. So Moses and Aaron go to the people. This end of this chapter. He gathered the elders together, verse 29. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. I think that's exceptionally gracious, exceptionally kind of the Lord. He said, okay, Moses, okay, listen. I'll tell you. You tell Aaron. Aaron tell the people. And the people believed. That's what I want you to see. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, their misery, their sorrow, their oppression, their turmoil, they bowed their heads and worshiped. Now all they've got at this point is the word of the Lord. They're still in oppression. They're still making bricks and building Pharaoh's cities. But they have a word from heaven. And they took that word and they worshiped God. See, you see faith here. It says they believed. You see faith here. You see they're anchored in God. But they go to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, you're not going anywhere. I'm not letting you go. You people must not have enough to do. And he said, don't send them any supplies for making brick. Make them scour the countryside, find the supplies. It takes straw to make brick. You wanted to know that, didn't you? Let them find their own supplies. And of course, they couldn't make their quota. Now look at the next chapter. I'm going to show you what happened to them. Verse 14. The officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten and demanded. See, they beat the officers of the children of Israel. The taskmasters did. They beat them. You see that again in verse 16. There was no straw given unto the servants, and they say to us, make brick, and behold, your servants are beaten. But the fault is thine own people. You see that now they're oppressed, and they're miserable, and they have sorrows, and they're in bondage, and they're being beaten. What happened a week or two ago when Moses and Aaron came with the good news? God's going to lead you out of Egypt. He's going to send you to the promised land just as he promised. And they worship God and they believe God. And the minute circumstances didn't go as quickly as they thought it would, they caved in to fear, to oppression. Now that's what we all can do and have done. Well, maybe you haven't, but I have.